blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blicker than black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo. Because I'm black, and I'm black. Yo, I'm black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm black, y'all. And I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all.
Hello, welcome to the Uncanny Truth Teller. This is Kanye Tetsubo. Today I'll be talking about the music industry and hypersexualization. And what I mean by hypersexualization is how ratchet and raunchy the music industry has become since the dawn of time, especially in hip-hop. We went from an era of positive music to gangster rap, all the way to the drug selling, to now what we have, drug abuse, drug users, and that's the type of music we have today. But within that time frame, you have female hip-hop artists, and yes, a lot of them back then did talk about sex in their music lyrically. But let's put it in perspective. Honestly, when they were talking about these things, they didn't actually say it. They actually did it like many other rappers did back then. They made it so that you have to think about it. They actually used their lyrics. They used their talent to make you actually think about it. They ain't just come out and say it. You really had to sit up there and think about it. And that's how music should be. Music should challenge you in a way to make you think. And that shows you the difference between great rappers and those who are just talented hacks. Now, granted, I don't want to say that they are talented hacks in this day and age, but all of them are. They lack any type of lyrical-based content to make you actually go, And it's for that reason why I think the Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion song, WAP, is getting so much backlash. Because it's just straight out there. It's not actually make you think about it. They tell you what it all is, and it's just another trash song for ratchet people who enjoy that type of music. And yes, you do have your 3-6 Mafia Slob on My Knob, but let's look at it for what it is. Slob on My Knob really wasn't even all that of a good song even back then. It was just another song that people made, and it sold just because of what it was. And honestly, any song that is basically sexual is just boring, because why would I want to hear about what you doing with another person? I mean, I'd rather be the one doing it myself. Let's be honest, I don't want to hear about your experiences. And that's just how the music industry has been. It's been setting up black women to be this hypersexualized object, and we're gonna use that term loosely, because they objectify black women in this type of music, and they objectify black people in general in this type of music. Because when hip hop was pushing a positive message, it didn't really get no play. But as soon as hip-hop started glorifying killing and selling drugs, doing drugs, that's when it got all the play that could ever get. And now we're stuck in this cycle where even if you're the most talented rapper, you have to at least make one or two ratchet thug song or trap song, or whatever they call it these days. And honestly, it's a waste of that person's talent, because you have a lot of great rappers in this day and age, but they are not mainstream, and the ones who are mainstream are slowly dying out. You have your Kendricks, you have your Big Crits, you have your J. Cole's, but then you also have your Nas, your Tupac, your Biggies, and granted, all of them have made some type of sexual reference in their music. Like, the perfect example of lyrical content that actually made you think, I would say, would be from Big Crit in this day and age. His song Amtrak is about him getting down with a bunch of women that he just randomly met in the city that he showed up to. And the reason why I say that it was a song that really makes you think is because Honestly, I had to really sit down there and think about what that song even meant and what it means. And that's when it started really clicking inside my head that, oh, he's talking about sex. And it took me close to 2 years to actually finally get the lyrical genius behind that. Because at first, I just thought he was just talking about him meeting up with some groupies and they all got down to party and stuff like that. But then it's, as you start listening, it's like, what does a locomotive have to do with any of that? And then it's like, what are other things that you they call a penis? And it's like, oh, okay. So also another thing, people should not be shocked by the type of content that Megan and Cardi put out. As talented and as gorgeous as Megan is, her music is honestly horrible. It's just boring. They all, it's like you talk about the same, it's like you talk about the same thing in every single song. You just change the lyrics, but it's still the same subject. It's like you getting dressed every day, but then you still out here doing the same thing. It's like you getting dressed to go to this real fancy party, but then you still acting like you ain't got no class. And I would say the same thing for a guy. It's like you dress classy, you dress like you are the boss, but then when you start speaking, it's like, what grade did you even graduate at? I would call those type of people a facade, just because they look the part, but they are not the part. And from what I could tell, Megan has a great personality, and she seems like a real nice person. It's just, her music is horrible, personally. I know there's going to be some people who disagree with that. But I like to do things in a certain way where I give people a chance and I give their music a chance. I would sit down there, listen to at least 3, 4, maybe even 5 of your songs. And that's all it really takes for me is 5 songs. And that will determine whether I'm going to keep continuing to listen to you or not. And with Megan, I downloaded both her albums, and I really tried to give her a chance. It was just like, nah, this is just not for me. And Cardi just was too annoying, and on top of it, the stuff I was hearing about Cardi disrespecting black women, calling them roaches, and then some other things, and her voice. There is just so many factors with her, it's just like, nope. I did listen to that song Money, and I still don't understand what it's really about. And it's like, it just seems like you're glorifying having money, and that's it. And it's like, okay. So it just sounds like you're one of those rappers who glorify having something that your fans don't have, and then your fans try to have this intangible idea of what it really means to make it and be successful. And having money is not being successful. That's just you being able to live a better life, but that doesn't mean you're rich. It doesn't, you get famous off it, but still you're a nobody in a sense, because you're not really using that money to build wealth. You have all these cars, you have this big house, and what are you really doing with it? And that's why, in a way, I think the music industry, since it's owned by Jews, that they got rid of the positive aspect of hip hop. Because you can't have people out here talking about build your wealth, save your money, stop buying all these cars, don't buy no Gucci belts, put it in some funds. And it's like, you can't have them saying that. You gotta have them dumbed down. You gotta have them ignorant. You gotta have them out here wanting to pop pills. You gotta have them out here ready to throw their life away for no reason at all. As the Boondocks call it, you want them to have nigga moments. And I think that's what we should really start calling this day and age music, because it's ignorant to the point where you do stupid things and you go against your own people. You start to abuse your own self in a way also, because you start to want to emulate what you see and hear. So we're just going to start calling this music nigga music. And I'm pretty sure that's what white people call it, because they want so badly to say the N-word. That's why they don't stop when they hear you say it. When you have it in your lyrics, they right along with you saying it. And I think a prime example would be when Kendrick Lamar had that concert and he had to keep on stopping it because the white girl kept on trying to say the N-word. That alone should have been a realization that you having the lyrics in your song and you have these white listeners too really affects you, and not only affects you, affects your black fans too. So it's like you got to be more self-conscious about what you put out there, because what you put out there really affects everyone else. So we can't really call what Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B music, we can't really call that really liberation. That's just you want to be a hoe and make hoe music. And that's fine from a certain perspective. But at some point, when does it stop? When do we stop glamorizing this hypersexualization culture? Because we hear about it all the time, where you have little girls twerking, and then you have people trying to justify twerking, saying that it came from Africa. Okay, it did come from Africa, but in a culturally point of view, narrative at least, they did it for a reason. It was for a purpose. What is and has twerking done for you? Other than you give away the culture to white people and you invite them in to do these things, and now they're out here twerking and they call it by a different name and they get paid to do it. They got gyms where they have twerking classes. And what do you have? So it's like you gotta really think about what you're putting out there. Another example would be Ying Yang Twins, how they got known for twerking music off their Atlanta album. They have an actual positive song called Ghetto Classics. Anyone who's really a Ying Yang Twins fan and has been listening to their music for a long time would know this song. Because it's awesome. It's honestly the only song, well, the second song on the album that I would say has a real good meaning to it. The other song, what they do with Adam Levine, would be about a stripper who only stripped just because she needed money for college. But she didn't really want to do it, and when she did do it, she really was dying inside that she was crying. When you hear those type of lyrics from Ying Yang Twins of all rappers, you really have to sit there and be like, dang, what could they have done? What type of rappers could they have been if they would have actually made more music like that? But instead, you got your whistle while you twerk, and your say ay 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 songs. And people have followed suit since then. And outside of the male rappers making all the ratchet and raunchy songs, and that music still being trash, and then you have your I'ma kill you songs, I'm doing drug songs, all that trash that they put on the radio. Because I know a lot of people say that we don't address that enough, but really we do. We've been saying it for the longest that we're tired of that music, that it's trash, that it should die out. And I think one thing we haven't done yet was vote with our money. Like, if you really want this music to die out, show these people that you don't want that type of music no more. Stop watching the music videos. Stop downloading their albums. Stop buying it. Show them that that type of trash is not welcome here in the black community no more. And I think we have to do the same thing with the female rappers, because there's a lot of great female rappers out there, but the issue is the topics that they talk about. It's like every single female rapper sounds the same. And I'm going to include Lizzo in here because she's a hybrid. She goes from singing R&B to doing her little rap thing. And I was listening to her way before she even blew up. And the one song that she did get popular off of was Truth Hurt, and that was the very first song I heard by her. But then when you listen to the rest of her album, it's straight, and you have to really listen to her to understand, because I would say some people would still be trying to decode some of her music if you really didn't listen to it carefully. But then you have your Megan Thee Stallions, your Cardi B's, your Flo Millie's, your Cash Dolls, your China Dolls, your Asia Dolls, so many dolls, god dang, everybody's stealing each other's names now. At the same time, they come off the backs of Diamond and Princess, Trina's, Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj, Foxy Brown, Gangsta Boo, Shauna, and you also have your Brooke Valentine's, and many people don't remember her, but she made not a ratchet song, but more of a fight song, a cat fight song with Big Boy. And I'm pretty sure many people remember that song. It was real popular. The beat was hot. But and it was music like that. Yeah, it was still wrong because it was like talking about fighting other black people, but she did something different. So we got to give her that credit. And then you had Shauna over there at DTP with I Was Getting Some. And a lot of people was just going crazy over that. And I mean, I think many people forgot about that song. She was talking about getting head. And granted, my little young mind did not grasp the concept of many of those songs because of the lyrical content that was in them. So later as I grew up, that's when I started to really understand what those songs really were and what they meant. Because me, I'm an avid music listener. I love music, and I will say I've tried almost all kinds of music. So I just wouldn't say I limit myself to just hip-hop or anything like that, or even R&B. I've listened to rock, jazz, blues, Indian music. And being that I'm from Florida, you also cannot escape your Latin music. I've also listened to soundtracks. I have listened to music that was from video games. I pretty much just listen to music, and because music makes you feel good, and music can affect how you feel, and that's what I'm trying to get at, and how the music industry has, in a way, taken over and brainwashed many of us, because the music affects you in a certain way. Good music makes you feel happy. Sad music makes you feel sad. It just all depends on what the music is and the subject, or even not the subject, because you can have dance music, electronica, techno, and that makes you feel like you are alive, like you feel like you have to dance, like you just have something swirling up inside. And the same goes with how hip-hop is. You have your conscious rap, you got your gangster rap, you have your ratchet, raunchy music, and the ratchet, raunchy music, in a way, has been played out along with the trap music, nigga music, that's all been played out. And I think it's time for us to actually really get to making positive, good music. We haven't really seen no lyrical female artists like Lauryn Hill. And then you have your Missy Elliott, and let's not get started. Missy is a big old freak, and we all know it, but you would never guess it by her lyrics. She just does it undercover. And then you also have your Aaliyahs. Again, the music industry has really taken a hold of black culture and black music and turned it as a weapon against us. And if we really want the change to happen, where we want the hypersexualization of black women to really stop, we have to stop supporting that type of music. Stop buying it. Stop looking at the videos on YouTube. Just be respectable fans, let your favorite artist know that, hey, that song you made was garbage. And you probably wouldn't say it like that, but just let them know that you're tired of the type of music, that you want to hear something new from them, a breath of fresh air. Because you could look at a lot of older artists who had to go through that change in order to stay relevant. Let's examine T.I. and his albums. You had his trap album, and then you had more trap music. And it's around the time that he did that movie, ATL, that's when his music actually started to change. And then you have Jeezy, whose music stayed stagnant and the same. And then you have good old Rick Ross, Boss. And his music has always been trash to me. Like, I never understood why people like Ross. And on top of it, you find out that he's a fake, that he's never really lived that life, that he's just been stealing someone else's ideas, someone else's life. And then on top of it, you listen to his music and he talks about drugging women and y'all still support him. And then you have your Lil Wayne's. Again, they say something negative about black women. Or that he said something about black women, especially dark skin, with his colorism, and you still support him. And then you have Chris Brown, who's a woman beater, let's be honest, and you still support him. So again, if you want change, you have to show those artists that you're not going to support them and not buy that type of content no more, or look at their videos. Don't even look at, if you look at, because the way YouTube works, looking at their videos still helps them in a way. Even because you can leave a dislike on that channel, on that video at least, and it's still gonna help that artist. It's gonna be exposure at least, because that's just how the YouTube algorithm works. Yeah, I don't say any of this to be rude or disrespectful to them. I'm just voicing my opinion that the song WAP, trash. The video itself was hypersexualized. It was boring. And I've been over that type of music so long ago, it's not even funny. Anytime I hear even some of my artists talk about stuff like that, I delete the song off the album and just listen to the other songs I like. And I'll even buy whole soundtrack sometimes and skip one song because of what it is. Now, that's just me. Other people, I know y'all gonna do what y'all wanna do. And lastly, what I wanna say is, parents, whether or not you are there monitoring your kids and what they're looking at, what they're listening to, they're going to be exposed to those type of things. So a lot of people saying that it's up to the parents to monitor everything that their child does, somehow that would be nice in a perfect ideal world, but it's not, because they're going to be exposed to it. You're going to have them around their cousins. They're going to want to be around their friends, and they're going to hear that type of music. They're going to see those type of videos. And it's up to you, honestly, to raise your child as best as they could and instill trust in them that they have the common sense and to do the right thing, to know what is real and what isn't, and why they should not follow the crowd, because the crowd could be telling you, let's listen to the song and pop pills to it, because the rapper, he pops pills. And you have to like put that faith in them that they don't follow that, and they be like, nah man, I'm gonna go home type of thing. And but then you have those who actually give in to peer pressure, and you can't get mad, because we all been there and done that and fall into some type of peer pressure. You just gotta talk to them and express as to why that's bad, and just treat them like they are human. Treat them like they have a brain in their head. Treat them with respect, and guarantee it goes a long way. Because the more you put your child on the leash, on the chain at least, the more they'll resent you in the end, and the more that they'll fight back on any and everything that you do, where you think that you're trying to actually stop the fire, you're actually causing it. This world will chew them up and spit them out, and these rappers in this day and age, they don't care if your child end up on drugs because of them. They don't care. They'll tell them to pop Molly. They'll tell them to do cocaine. They'll tell them to shoot this gun. Yeah, because we know what type of music Chief Keef makes. We know what type of music ASAP Rocky make. Because these rappers don't care, honestly. They just don't. They don't care if your child ends up on drugs, and it's really just up to you. Because they will talk about shooting other black men, disrespecting black women, calling them out their name. And that's not the type of music that we want. Because we know the type of music Chief Keef and ASAP Rocky makes, and that music is pure garbage. And they sell the most because of the lyrical content in their songs and the visual representations. And then you have your local rappers and your SoundCloud rappers who make the same type of things, and that's because that's what all they know. But once you become big and famous off your craft, you should not still be out here stunting on your fans, talking about how much money you get in music videos with these Lamborghinis and other stuff, knowing that you can't even afford those type of things. And then you go out with your money, and then you start buying all types of cars, jewelry, mansions. And then in the end, once you become irrelevant, what you have left, next thing you know, you're selling all that stuff. Because you have people like Romeo who went from rapping to doing other things. And the same goes with Master P. They just didn't let rap become their thing. They took the money that they accumulated and transferred it to something else that actually does make money. So let's, in a way, let's just stop trying to bash Cardi and Megan. No, we can actually bash Cardi because she's trash and she's not black. I don't know why many people still think that she's black, even though her parents are clearly not black. And she has disrespected black women. Anyone who disrespects black women really don't deserve our respect or our time, and should have been cut off long time ago. Just cut the umbilical cord and let her go. But with Megan, let's not come at her like that. And let's remember, everyone has to eat. Everyone has to make some type of money. Granted, it could be in a better way because she also does have a medical degree. And she really doesn't need the rap game. But she does it because it's something that she finds passion in. And let's not bash her. She is not the enemy. The enemy is the ones who own the companies and the ones who distribute the music, unless they are independent themselves. And you do have some independent rappers out there that actually do make great lyrical content that we should be supporting and listening to, but many of us aren't. And again, just if you want those type of songs to stop, don't look at the music videos, don't listen to the songs, don't buy it, and just vote with your money. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this week's episode on The Uncanny Truth Teller with Kanye Tetsubo. Please tune in for more next week. And if you would like to see more, you can follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all under The Uncanny Truth Teller. And with that being said, thank you. Goodbye. If you would like to support this podcast, please leave a donation under the support button on the main page of this podcast. Thank you and goodbye.